Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, on today's episode, we're talking about a little problem I have. I've come across a situation where I believe I need a virtual assistant to help me, and I'll explain a little bit more. But basically, me and my wife have a YouTube channel, and I want to set up another stream of income through Facebook. Apparently, a lot of YouTubers will re-upload their videos to Facebook, and you can get in-stream ads that generate revenue for you. So there was a company who had reached out to us that was going to offer to take 40% of the revenue, which I didn't really love. So I figured, well, why couldn't I just hire a virtual assistant to download the YouTube videos and then re-upload for them on Facebook for me. And so Jaden has a ton of experience in the virtual assistant world. I kind of want to hear his thoughts on how I could do this without, you know, giving over the rights to my page, and maybe how AI could help me.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to say here is this is a really interesting use case. Obviously, can make more money. I'm about to do something sort of similar, except it's not the same thing. It's not like I'm uploading to YouTube or Facebook, although that's actually a great idea. Maybe I'll think about that. My YouTube channel obviously is not as big as Jamie's. Jamie is the big celebrity, so I bow down to his celebrity status. But I have figured out a couple interesting things that I think will help. What I'm doing is I'm actually taking my podcast. It's in English. And I'm getting it translated into every language using 11 Labs. And then I'm going to make maybe YouTube channels, but definitely podcast channels on Apple Music and Spotify for podcasters. And I'm going to, essentially get my channel in every language, or my podcast in every language, because, you know, past 3 million downloads on it, but it's just English. And I imagine there's a ton of potential out there, and 11 Labs can do an automatic translation dub, which is amazing. But I want to walk through how someone would do this task. If you have Jamie's problem or my problem, there's all sorts of problems, how this works with YouTube. And I also want to show you an insane new thing that I used to get 60,000 subscribers to a YouTube channel I started last Friday. So,
told me about this, I think, last Friday.
One week ago.
Yeah, but you didn't have 60,000. Yeah. Okay.
Let me give you the juice. I'll share my screen. So if you guys are watching over on YouTube, the AI Hustle channel, cool. Otherwise, Spotify also shows the video. Otherwise, if you're on Apple, I will go into glorious detail, and hopefully you can get this just from what I'm talking about. Okay. So my YouTube channel, the first thing that I was going to say to you, Jamie, is if you are going to YouTube Studio, like if you want other people, virtual assistants, or anyone else to manage it. Oh, my last caveat. All of this is going to be done by Jace, the AI assistant, soon, the AI agent. It's pretty impressive. Go check out Jace. But in the meantime, you could use virtual assistants for this. So my channel, obviously, not huge, 3,000 subscribers. But what you can do is if you go to settings on it, you can go to permissions, and then you can add an email address of a person. So you'd get your virtual assistant and you'd add their email address, and they'll be able to manage you can set them as a manager, editor, or whatever. So they can't actually like control or take over or change your password or whatever on your channel. This is the first thing I'll do. And also, I imagine when you're using AI tools like Jace or any other AI tools that eventually will automate and take over your YouTube channel, you probably will do something similar to this somewhat, where you essentially have to give it permission, and maybe you sign it up for an account, but you don't give it like your actual account. Okay.
Password. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So that's the first thing. That solves your problem. Now you're off to the races. I'll explain how to do virtual assistants in a second. But the one thing I wanted to talk about was my new, looks like I just hit 70,000 subscribers.
What?
This is my new channel that I started. Let's see when I started this. Essentially, June 3rd. So, you know, like 2 weeks ago now, I guess. Almost 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy.
And essentially, what I'm doing is I'm uploading a bunch of my interviews that I've done with people at big companies usually, or they've kind of have like some sort of big thing that they've done. I'm uploading my top podcast interviews to this channel. So my main channel, it's like the news, and this one's just interviews. And I use this channel essentially when I'm trying to get a new guest on my channel. I can show them, hey, look, like I have a lot of subscribers and a lot of views on my videos. Now, how do you start a channel and get 70,000 views in a week? It's kind of crazy, but there's this new thing called the promotions tab. So if you go to your content promotions tab, over here on the YouTube channel, YouTube released a new feature where you can start a promotion. You click a new promotion on your promotions tab. You select audience growth as what you're looking to do. You go and select a video and that you essentially want to promote, use to run the promotion, and it will create an ad on YouTube that is your video. People can click on it like a video ad that you could do on like Google Ads or something. But there's also a giant subscribe button. So the idea here is like you're really trying to get subscribers. Mm. Now, there's a couple things you can do. For me, I have my audience set to India because it was the cheapest audience. And then I just set the language to English. And I'm just doing this till I get to 100,000 subscribers. On my main channel, I might actually try this on my main channel as well and just have it as like United States, Canada, and some like more expensive countries, but that I think will give me a higher, like essentially more money for ads that are shown. And maybe those subscribers will be more higher quality and stick around. I'm not sure. I haven't tested it out yet. But all of this to say, yeah, this is the strategy. And how much did I spend to get 70,000 subscribers? Probably about $1,500 to get 70,000 subscribers.
That's crazy.
It's interesting. I ran like 10 different video ads, and some of them did better than others. So my best one, I think it was $475. This campaign's going until it hits 500, but $475, and that got me 13,000 subscribers. Wow. This one's done $400 and got me about 9,000 subscribers. So it's kind of different. It's interesting. And you can kind of see which videos do the best. And then I typically scale up those videos. So I had a hunch this one was doing good because I'd done a couple smaller campaigns with it.
Interesting.
And yeah, then you essentially see which ones work good.
Okay. That's interesting. Have you tried, posting a video since you've gotten all these subscribers, without promoting it?
Yes. I don't think they do great.
Well, I'm just curious. If you're listening to this, what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, these numbers, even though, you know, maybe they have never watched many of Jaden's videos, they still matter when it comes to, getting guests, getting sponsorships, or even getting, you know, it's just overall, you know, if you have big numbers, you get more respect and attention, really. So that's like the, non-measurable benefit of that. But then also, I guess I would be curious to know, like, do you have one that you didn't promote?
I have them all promoted, all the public ones now. Okay. But okay. I do know the numbers. So this one, which was Lu Zhang, she's the founder of Fusion Fund. It's like a $200 million healthcare VC fund. I posted her video, and after about 5 hours, I think it had 70 views organically, and then I just like boosted it.
Okay.
So it's not like crazy numbers. I'm assuming it probably would get to a few, I don't know, you know, it's kind of hard to say, but like, let's say max out at like 500 views organically. That's not crazy, right? My strategy with this channel is going to be a little bit different, where essentially I've done the math and I've calculated that I can boost this channel up to about 100,000 views. And then I can pay for Google ads that are even cheaper than this. I can pay for Google InStream ads to essentially get about 25,000 views on every video I post. So I'll post a weekly interview on this channel. This channel will be different than my main one. It's pretty much all just pay to play on this. So okay. I'll spend about $6,000 a year on this channel. That will get me to 100,000 subscribers and 25,000 views guaranteed on every video.
Okay.
I imagine it will build some sort of organic audience, but I'm not counting on that. All I'm thinking about with it is what it will like do. And then essentially I'll use that and I'll be able to go to bigger guests and be like, hey, look, I can guarantee your video is going to get 25,000 views, real views on YouTube. I have 100,000 subscribers. It just looks good. And the funny thing is, YouTube has never been like my biggest audience for my podcast. It's Apple Podcasts. But the problem with Apple Podcasts is there's no like viewership metrics that like people are able to publicly see. So I can tell people how many, you know, followers I have on Apple Podcasts and stuff, or how many downloads I get, but it's like impossible to prove it. So this is like, essentially, it sounds funny, but it's like, this is like the proof that I have, you know, people actually watch my podcast, when in reality, all my listeners are actually from Apple Podcasts. But this is how like you can get bigger guests on. So that's how I'm thinking about this. Is this like the strategy for everyone? Probably not, but it's an interesting strategy I found. And then the last thing I'll say about this is, if I spent $60,000 a year on it, which obviously is like a lot of money, crazy, whatever, $60,000 a year would get me 1 million subscribers and 250,000 views on every single video if I did a weekly interview for an entire year. Dude, 1 million subscribers and 250,000 views on a video, on every video for a whole year. That is next level. That's a big podcast, man. That's a big influencer reach right there.
Well, yeah. So. And I mean, the other thing is too, yeah, like you said, these, a lot of these people that you're drawing in, you're building an audience. Ideally, they would, it would continue to grow and beyond that too, you know? So
exactly.
And
I think then the real thing is like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Like a big guest that grows your podcast, or your podcast being big so you can get a big guest on? This is a way that if you have that problem, you could guarantee you have a big audience, then you can get the big guests, and the big guests will help you actually grow your podcast even like bigger. Yeah, so like bringing on a big guest is going to also organically grow it. So anyways, very interesting strategy I recently discovered. If you are interested in getting into podcasting or the YouTube game, hit me up. I got all sorts of crazy ideas. And again, like I mentioned, a majority, like Jamie and I's podcast here, all of our views come from Apple Podcasts. That's, I think, like 80% of it or something. So we have not unlocked this YouTube alpha yet. Maybe we will if you see us blow up to 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. You know how it happened. Also from all of you guys that are subscribing. So shout out to the YouTube channel. Please drop us a review, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.